On this, the second Sunday of the week of every time, we're reminded that just as John the Baptist was called to bring Christ to the Jews, it's a reminder to us that we who were baptized to bring Christ to the world. So at our baptism, we were given the duty to bring Christ to the world. And it's a reminder to us that that means that we have to put Christ first in our life, because that's what we're called to do. And we have to remember, we're not to bring it to the whole world. We can't do that. We bring it to the world in which we live, to bring it to the people around whom we associate. And we have to remember, we're not to do it primarily by words. We're primarily to do it by the way we live, because that's what counts. You know, words don't mean anything unless it's backed up with the way we live. Then people know that we really mean it. And so we have to ask ourselves, when people see me, do they see someone who really believes in Christ? Because you notice, Jesus told us the two greatest things we can do is to love and forgive our neighbor. That, and the first greatest thing we can do is to love God. Because, of course, if we don't love God, we're not going to love our neighbor. Because our neighbor was made by God. And we were made different from the rest of creation because we were made to the image and likeness of God. The rest of creation showed the various aspects of God, but they didn't reflect his very person. But we show forth the very person of God because we're able to love and forgive. We're the only creatures on the earth can do that, because the rest of creation doesn't even know there is a God. They exist, but we do more than exist. We show forth the image and likeness of God. And when God made us that way, he made us a promise that he would love us forever. He would love us even if we don't love him, because he made us to be his image. And because we're always his image, God will always love us. It's like I often point out to people, God loves all people in heaven with all his love. And God loves the people in hell with all his love. His love for both is exactly the same. They reflect him. But the difference is the people in heaven have accepted God's love and returned it. The people in hell have refused to accept God's love. They said to God, God, I do not want to be like you. And one of the biggest punishments because they have chosen to go to hell is the fact that they hate God, and yet they reflect God. And begin to hate themselves because they see they're always reflecting God. And they don't want to do that. But they can't change it. And so this is what each and every one of us has to realize. I reflect God. That's what I reflect. And so if I don't show that, then I'm being close to God. Now, because God loves us, he always forgives us. And so what he wants us to do is just to keep trying. And he says, as long as you keep trying, then you're saying to me, I'm trying to reflect God. And so when we come to other people, meeting other people, we have to ask ourselves, do the other people see God in me? See God in me, it means that I'm not living as I should. Because, you know, sometimes people say, well, I don't see God in me. Well, this is where faith comes in. Christ came down and he told us we were made to his image and likeness. But see, that's in our person. Our body doesn't reflect the image of God, but our person, our spirit person does. Because our spirit person is what makes us capable of loving and forgiving. And so we have to realize, I have to live my life that when they see how I live, they see a person who's striving to love and to forgive. Then I'm reflecting God. If they see in me somebody who's thinking of himself, then they're not seeing the reflection of God. Because then they're not seeing a person who's striving to love. Because to love is where I am striving to give myself to help the other person to become better. And likewise, if I have to forgive. You know, evil is always trying to say to us, if somebody treats you bad, give them a dose of their own medicine. Treat them the same way back. And if you notice, when Christ came on earth, he did the very opposite of that. Sinners were never afraid to approach Christ because he loved them. He didn't approve of the way they were living and doing, but he still loved them. And he was willing to forgive them. And so this is what we do at the beginning of the new year, is say, what am I going to do to show more love the way God loves, to forgive the way God forgives?